We run the desert podcast.
I like that.
We run the desert podcast. We run the desert.
Guys, it's We Run the Desert.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of We Run the Desert. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jeremy, and we are joined by Zach Jarvis with Double Black Events, owner of Double Black Events, actually. So welcome, Zach.
Thanks, happy to be here.
So we were just chatting a little bit about your events, but we want to share all about them with the audience, with our audience, as well as, of course, with the new one that's coming to Arizona very soon. But first, let's chat a little bit more about Double Black Events. So how long have you guys been doing events?
So we are actually brand new.
Awesome.
And we've been working on this company for a little over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's was initially going to start at Brighton Ski Resort in Utah. It was going to be our first event. But we had some logistical issues with how we were wanting to run this first event. And so we scratched that idea. We got rid of our permits and we're like, let's go to Arizona. Let's find something entirely different. Let's just go somewhere entirely different and not compete with the Utah scene. Let's go find somewhere fresh. And so we found excellent location for this first event because we needed the right setup for it. And that's what has led us to have the first event here in Arizona.
You didn't move to Arizona just because of that, did you?
I did not.
Okay.
It was a chain of events, but, it worked out that way. So
that'd be pretty cool if you were like, let's do this in Arizona. Let's
and
move.
Then I move. Yeah. We're going. Yeah, no, it was definitely, we were already planning on coming down here. So that was part of the reason why let's look down there. Let's see what we can do. And that's what led us.
Worked out good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so the location that you chose is McDowell Mountain, which is one of my personal favorites.
That's right.
A lot of the big events in at least the Phoenix area is held
there. Yeah.
From Javelina to Spartan to,
Ragnar.
Ragnar, yeah. Like all the big trail events.
There's a lot of space out there. So,
a lot of space. And it's not, I'm trying to think of another word for daunting, but scary. So for those people that are kind of new to trails, it's not like so technical or a lot of climbing that would make people go, it's just enough challenging that it can be a great course for people that are, trail running veterans, or for people who are new to trails.
Yeah.
So that's why I always love them.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's talk. So will Arizona be the very first event for Double Black Events?
Yeah, well, this is our inaugural event.
Awesome.
We're kicking it off. And I've been here in the Arizona trail running scene now for a solid 8 months. And I'm super happy we're kicking it off in Arizona because the trail running scene here is just, it's a different dynamic than Utah. I like the crowd, like the audience, and I think it's a great place to start.
What part of the valley are you in?
So I'm in Mesa.
Okay.
So
where do you normally run at?
So my runs are, Usery Mountain or I hit up Superstition area a lot. But I'm also someone who's very willing to drive anywhere to just get the right run that day.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm usually the same. I'm in Mesa Gilbert as well. I'll drive on the weekends to go out. Usually McDowell, believe it or not.
Yeah. Pemberton or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also one that as soon as I go to a trail that I don't know, then I'm slowing down. I don't know which route I'm taking. And it's not, I like to zone out and just muscle memory, know when to turn and which route to go. So I know Pemberton well enough that I can just go out there and run without having to think about it. So, let's talk about the events because what is really fun about this event that you have coming up here in Arizona is that it's not just a trail run. But I'm going to let you tell us, how it's a little different.
Yeah, for sure. So I think a great way to just kick it off is to take all of your traditional trail race views and set them aside for a little bit because we are calling ourselves a trail running company, but the events we're putting on are intentionally different than what you would normally experience. And so our tagline is we are reimagining trail racing. We're trail racing reimagined. And the whole idea behind that is that we are trying to create trail running events that you could never really experience on your own. And what I mean by that is a lot of times in my years of trail running, I'll have experiences where I'll go run this big race that I paid $180 for, and I'll get done with the race. And I was like, that was awesome. But I also could have run that trail just by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I could have just gone and done it like on a Saturday
for free.
Yeah. For free. For totally, for completely free. And so that was initially where the idea of double block events started to come from was, you know, I talked with my buddies and we kind of had the same feeling there. And we decided we needed to, we wanted to be able to create trail running events that you could not experience on your own, that had elements that you could only experience if you came to the event and participated. And so this first event, this Onyx race that we're having, is a 4-hour race where you're not racing for fastest time, but you're racing for most points.
Mm-hmm.
And so you score points over a 4-hour period by running one of 5 different out and back routes.
Mm-hmm.
And at each of the halfway points of each of these out and back routes, there's going to be the option to either pick up a heavy sandbag and run it back to the start line, or pick up a flag, like a little piece of cloth, not like a large flag, and run it back to the start line. So your options on each of these routes are to either run heavy and slower or fast and light. And you get to pick which routes you're going to run during that 4-hour time period. You can switch. You can alternate between carrying sandbags or flags throughout the race. But each route and each thing that you bring back has a different point value. And so every single time you return to the race, you return to the start area, you're scoring points. You're seeing your name climb up the leaderboard. And so that way you are trail running and you're out there running a lot of miles, but you're doing it in a way that is far different than just your traditional trail race.
Right. And definitely more competitive too, which is awesome, which I'm sure a lot of trail runners will enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I saw, so when you're talking about the points, so I saw that, so a flag is 1 point where a sandbag is 2.
Yeah. So a flag is worth 1x the amount of the route value. Each of the 5 routes has a different point value based on its difficulty and its distance, its mileage. And so if you carry back a flag, you get 1x that route value. Mm-hmm. If you carry back a sandbag, you get to double your points.
Got it.
How heavy are the sandbags?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah, so the heaviest that we're going to have is 50 pounds max.
Okay.
And for women, it'll be a little bit lighter. And then we'll have that weight will vary slightly on the longer routes because we don't want anyone running 6 miles with a heavy sandbag. It's too hard to do.
Sounds terrible. Yeah.
So the weights are a lot lighter for the longer routes, but 50 pounds is the max.
And then what are the distance variations? So like, what's the shortest and what's the longest route?
Yeah. So we have to emphasize that each of the routes are color coded. So there's a white route, yellow, blue, red, and black karate belts, if you know your karate belts.
Oh.
Just a little thing there. But the white route is the shortest. It's about 1.2 miles out and back. And then we have our yellow route, which is going to be about 4 miles out and back. Blue is about 5. Red is 6 with a lot of elevation gain. And then our black route is supposed to be the hardest, and it's 12 miles out and back. And you can run any variation of those routes as much as you can get through in 4 hours.
But I'm assuming the black route is more points.
It's a lot more points.
The longer you go, the more points you get.
Yep, that's exactly right. So each is going to be worth more points. And we did it in that way. We set it up in that way because we don't want to scare off any type of trail runner.
Yeah.
Like if there's certain people who love the endurance aspect of it, you can go run that long route. You can and you can carry back that sandbag. You can be out there for the full 4 hours and never return. Or you,
let's hope you come back, but yeah,
eventually come back, obviously. But, or if you prefer, or if you may be new to trail running, or you're more of like a strength focused athlete and you want to be able to take breaks, you can run that 1.2 mile route, maybe a couple times, go hit up the 4 mile route, have that break in between each and be able to take the whole race how you would like to take it.
Let me see if I get this straight. So with the sandbags and the flags, you're going to have them at the end of the route or like the halfway point.
Right.
And then you turn around and come back.
Yeah.
So when people bring these flags and sandbags back, are you going to have enough at the end point to where, or like, how are you going to get those ones back to that halfway point?
Yeah. So we have, logistics set up where we will be having trucks that are, all of these turnaround points are accessible by road. They purposely lead to a point that is accessible by road.
So like once you reach
we'll be replenishing constantly throughout the race. Yeah.
Okay.
Just to have them readily available for everyone.
And then will you have aid at the halfway point?
That's right. Yep. Each of the halfway points is also the aid station for each route. There'll be a full aid station there as well.
It's another thing to consider with the long route too, right? Like you got to go 6 miles before you get to aid.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And we will require, it's in our nitpicky rules, but we will require anyone who's running the black route to carry water. So, and you don't have to on the other ones.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, if you're carrying a sandbag, you might want to do a pack and not a bottle.
A bit longer.
Yep. Oh, well, yeah. Or that someone may just want to do the flag there.
That's right.
So. That's true. That's really interesting.
How heavy is the bag for the black?
So right now we have 35 pounds for men, 25 pounds for women on the black route.
Dude, 6 miles, 35
so
pounds.
So start training now. 6 miles. Yeah, if you can, as long as you can run 6 miles with a 35-pound pack, you're fine. That's
is right. there any rules as to how people can carry the sandbag?
Just can't carry it in a bag.
Okay.
So you can carry it on your shoulder, you can carry it in front. The bags are designed... they're that specific like vinyl material. We're not going to have the cheap sandbags that like tear apart.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking
they're designed to be carried. So they are meant to be placed on the shoulder pretty comfortably.
Like the Wreck-It bags or whatever, right?
A little bit more without all of the sticking out like tags and stuff. So
it's
a little bit more smooth and is comfortable to be carried. So that way you can be able to not like worry about the bag tearing or like sticking in any points on your shoulder or anything like that. You can just run with it.
But it's long enough to where you could carry it
behind
across
your
back.
Yeah, yeah, however you'd like. So,
okay. I'm going through all the moments from Spartan.
I know. Yeah. So we did a bunch of OCRs and that's kind of how we got introduced to each other. And I'm thinking back at like, what was the 24-hour event that they did with like the different loops?
The one that we both did?
Well, I was out there. Jason did it. I don't know if you
relay?
Did it. Yeah, the terrain relay. Yeah, so terrain did, and it was a like really awesome setup event, but I think they only had it for like 2 years and then it went away. Yeah. But essentially kind of in the similar aspect of how you were saying that like people can kind of pick and choose like their strengths.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, if someone's like, I just want to do the 1 mile loop and just run that over and over again for 4 hours, or I want to, you know, just do the 12 mile as many as I can.
Yeah.
This one was like, it was a 4-person team.
Yeah.
4-person team, but each little like obstacle route was like, maybe one was more strength based, one was more grip based, one was more running, one was more another. And so you kind of would like tailor that to who the strengths on your team. So it reminds me of that. Obviously this is an individual, but like, yeah. And that one, like everyone loved it because it was like, it was a great like course and a great thing to kind of challenge yourself individually for too.
So. Plus you get to kind of switch it up too. I think that's nice. Like for me mentally,
for sure.
There's nothing worse for me personally. I know a lot of people like this, but doing the same thing over and over and over. So it'd be nice to switch it up and be like, okay, I feel like running a little bit more this time. I'll do, you know, a longer route.
Yeah.
It's cool to be able to change it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everyone loves that little like additional competitive aspect to it rather than just how fast can I go and finish at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I think it really is, it really can help like each individual feel like they can be a success at the race because there's no, you're not just focused on like your pace or like other people's pace or things like that. Maybe you could do really well at the Onyx race because you are really great at strategizing and you just have like figured out the concept really well and you know how to take it on and you know your strengths. So you do well that way. You might not be the fastest runner, but you strategize better than everyone else.
And strategize based on your own strengths too.
Exactly.
Like someone could be really strong and could, you know, but not very fast. But so they do that 1 mile over and over and over again because they can do that 50-pound bag, you know, rather than someone who's really good at endurance and can maybe just run for longer and they're like, I'm going to go after that 12 mile. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know, or can you speak about what the points are for the different distances?
So we don't,
or you haven't,
we have a lot of different models that we're figuring out right now. And there's a lot of math behind that because you have to make sure that you are not like totally overweighting one route.
Yeah.
But we're going to release all those 2 weeks before the race in our race day program. So we'll have all those
finalized. That also makes sense too. Not give everyone too much of a chance to strategize.
We've got the course map all there already. Can't,
so Chris is going to sit there with an Excel sheet. Okay. So within 4 hours and based on my current pace,
totally.
If I can also like a whole formula, it'd be like, looks like I've got to do the black once, the white twice, the yellow four times.
Sounds fun.
32 seconds in between. I rest 1 minute in between this one. Yeah,
and I have to take 3 drinks of water between each lap.
In 4 hours.
But knowing Chris, you probably wouldn't get that. Like you were like, I'm just gonna go run. I'll figure it out.
No, the sandbag thing is interesting too because. Yeah.
Jason would love that. Jason's gonna like be like
myself
do it.
Included. Like a lot of trail runners don't really put a ton of focus on strength training, or if they do, it'll be like during an off season or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So you really will have to make sure you can practice and carry weight.
And it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot. Like how big are the sandbags in Spartan?
I think they're 50.
I wanted to say 75, I thought.
I think 65 for men.
65 for men, and then maybe like.
I was curious. I think it's 65 for men and like 50 for women.
Okay. Yeah, so I know they are. They're heavy.
They're a little bit heavier. You go a lot shorter. Yeah. Those races.
Fucking rock.
Yeah, thank God you didn't do buckets.
Believe it or not, because I grew up on a farm, so I'm like, it sucks. I'm not like sitting here going to tell you that the bucket carry is easy, but I'm just like used to it, like, you know, resting on your knee when you need to and stuff. There was one in, I think Breckenridge was like half a mile or something. It was rough.
Breckenridge was tough. Big Bear was tough.
Destroyed your back.
Now they have them closed.
Yeah, that one was.
Back when we did it, you had to fill it yourself and then carry.
That took
and if you
so
spilled,
long. Oh
you're
yeah,
done.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, I had been out there where people had like dropped it or like tipped over and they couldn't catch it, and it's just like you could just see their face just be like,
yeah, sandbags much better.
Yeah, sandbag is great. Yeah,
yeah.
Although. You know, if it goes really well, maybe you decide to add a bucket carry for additional couple points, like three like times the points if you can do the bucket carry back. Because you're not going to run with that.
Yeah, exactly. this is the Onyx race. So, like, what else do you guys have planned?
Yeah, for sure. So, we have 3 events in the pipeline. So, like, this one we're talking about right now, it's the Onyx race. And then we also have a race called Jet, which we'll be launching next year. And then we have a race called Carbon, which we will also be launching next year. Jet, I'm not going to speak to too much right now because we're going to do a release on that and what it's going to be. But it's as close as we're going to get to the traditional trail race, with a few slight adjustments. Okay. Because like I said, everything that we're going to put on, we're going to make it so it's something you could only experience by coming to that race rather than something you could do on your own. And then the Carbon event is going to be a little bit more of CrossFit plus trail focused. So it's going to be, right now we have it listed on our website as trails plus barbells, which is really what it's going to be. It's going to be a lot of trail running, but also a lot of WODs that are happening on the trail that you come across. Once again, we'll release more details on that next year. So
that's such a cool idea.
It's a cool idea. I'm more like, that's going to be...
I know, but...
maybe not for me, but yeah.
I love that it challenges different types of athletes.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
For sure. Because if you really wanted to do that, you can't just run. Like, you have to at least lift something.
Yeah, but you also have to run.
Yeah.
Like, Spartan stadiums, like, those are always fun, but like... The CrossFit guys are always the one winning those because there's not a lot of running.
Yeah.
It's mostly just stairs and WOD. Whereas like you go to the like trail and do like the actual like Spartan events, it's usually runners. Like those dudes like rail thin because they run, but you know, they also do some strength, but like those are always winning, you know,
gotta find that happy medium. And that's what we're trying to do with Carbon. So
yeah, that'd be awesome. So Onyx, Carbon and Jet. So is there a backstory behind those names?
They're all shades of black.
Oh, so, okay.
So I was like, that's where it comes from.
So I'm like racking my brain. And you're like, no big backstory. They're just all different shades of black.
Just like,
what are some more shades of black in case you decide to order?
Yeah.
Or do more. Let's see.
I have a dream of
Pitch.
Pitch Vanta Black. If you've ever heard of Vanta, it's like the darkest black that you can get.
Oh, that's got to be like the extreme.
That was going to be
like a 24 hour race.
One day, maybe that'll be like craziest race, but who knows?
So. Damn, a lot of good leeway.
A lot you can do with black.
That's true. Yeah. I also saw though. I think it was called half though. So is there someone can come and just do 2 hours?
That's
is
right. Oh, so okay. We did. We are offering a 2 hour. Version, and it'll be the exact same thing, but it'll be just 2 hours. And this is for people who want to kind of dip their toes without committing to that full 4 hours, mm-hmm. and who maybe want to see more of what it's like and ramp up to that. There is a big difference between the two. We are offering, you know, prize money to the top five men and women in the 4 hour. That won't be available for the 2 hour. We will have some age group awards though available there. But yeah, if you're an athlete looking for prize money, then we're looking at the 4 hour.
Prize money is cool too, because not a lot of races do that.
I know. Yeah. Especially trail races.
Gotta get back.
What about, so you said age group. So what are the age group rewards for the 4 hour? Is it just top, or how deep, I guess?
Yeah. So it'll just be top three in each of our age groups. No prize money for mm-hmm. age groups. So that'll be overall winners will be the prize money.
Got it.
But we'll top three men, top three women in each age group. We will have some special awards, some gear from our sponsors, and then like some trophies that we'll be handing out.
It's still pretty awesome because like, especially with it being such a competitive event,
like
I was saying earlier, like with the trail racing, it's like, if I'm not going to make like the top, you know, few, then I'm not like, I'm just going to run my race. But like with this, you're like, okay, maybe I'm not going to make the top five, but I bet I can get
your age group,
my age group.
It's like, let's see where I stack up kind of thing. And
wait, how old are you again? Would you be in my age group? Cause I don't want to.
Yeah, 35. Well, I'll be 36 when the race comes out.
What's the cutoff on the group? Is it 30, 35?
Maybe we'll set it up for you guys in a way where it's just like, just right at that.
He's like 32 to 36 and then 37 to 40. And I'm like, perfect. That's
funny. Top five's cool though too.
Maybe I'll just like Nancy Kerrigan as I'm going
just
by with
take
it.
Me out. Just he has nothing planned for the rest of the year.
You're not doing Javelina, right? So you're fine.
Yeah. Damn.
Trippy with that sandbag or something. We're not competitive at all.
But people can see where they stack up every time they come back.
Yeah, every time we come back.
That's cool too.
Big old sports tent. We've got points tents, that we'll have set up. We'll have two big screen leaderboards that will be instantly updated. Every single time you come back to the start line, you will pass through that points tent. You'll drop off your flag or sandbag. They'll take your number. They'll add your points to your number. You'll see it pop up on the leaderboard. We'll have the top 20 men and top 20 women be constantly available for everyone on that leaderboard. But you'll also be told your score and position when you come through by the volunteers. So,
how are you going to do tracking?
So it's a lot of... tracking based on the color codes of the sandbags and flags. So like I said, we have color coded routes. So the sandbags will be literal colors of those routes as well. So that'll be how we'll be tracking which flag or sandbag you brought back. You will also be checking in at those turnaround points at each point where we'll be marking to make sure that everyone has hit that point. There are probably ways people could figure out how to bring a sandbag back without actually hitting that tent. So we're making sure that everyone's marked and checked in at the turnaround point before they've come back. And then like it's tracking as far as if we needed to do some time tracking, we will have chip tracking just for when you come cross back through the finish line every time.
Okay.
Just in case there is a tie, because if there is a tie with points, then whoever came in earliest will receive the higher position.
And someone will have to bring back either a sandbag or a flag.
That's right. You can't bring back nothing. Okay. You have to bring back something. So that's kind of like an automatic tracker there as well, because you have to go out and get something before you bring it back.
Love that. What about volunteers? Are you guys still looking for a ton of volunteers?
Absolutely. We'll take as many as we can get for this first round. And we are offering free races, free entries for our next race if you come and volunteer with us.
Wow.
And you'll get some swag as well.
That's huge.
And you talked about, so this one's the Onyx event.
That's
right. You talked about Jet, just super secret. And then you talked about, and then on it? No, not that. What was the
third carbon?
One? Carbon. So will carbon be coming to Arizona as well?
Yeah, right now.
Well, and jet.
Yep. We hope to be able to do all three of these in Arizona.
Okay.
They will, in the first rollout of jet and carbon, we will have a mix between Utah and Arizona. And then we also have a location in California as well. So we're trying to spread between those three states, not immediately, but obviously over the course of the next 2 to 3 years. But the goal is to be able to have those three events happen in the states that we're working in at least once a year.
So. And then have a top competitor for someone that does all three.
And then
have
Fanta. Yeah. Yep.
Have so be like one. A world championship type
yeah.
event. So, we're like making yeah. up events for yeah. it.
Yeah. Brainstorming right now, man.
He's like, okay, well, we got to get through this first
yeah.
event.
Like, yeah,
okay, let's do that.
It's like, really, I mean, when you're starting stuff like this, it's really easy to be like, oh, we can do all this stuff. But it's like, okay, wait. Let's make this first event absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll make the next one absolutely amazing. We'll just go from there and keep building off.
I appreciate that. Like as an athlete to know that the race company is focusing on that one event.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you'd be surprised the amount that like I've seen the reason why a lot of these bigger events just kind of, you know, fall flat a little bit is because they try to do it all
too
at the same thing
quick,
at yeah. the same time, like too quick. They're just like, okay, we've done one event. Let's do eight and let's make them all different.
Yeah.
Let's do, like, I'm glad that you have a plan to move forward, but like, again, focus on let's really make this one great. And then we'll build out from there.
Yeah. I mean, if your product is the experience, like you got to make sure you deliver on that experience no matter what, before you start thinking growth. I mean, at the end of the day, like a trail running company is the same as any other company. It's like, mm-hmm. don't want to scale too fast, and you want to make sure that you've got what your core product is down first before you continue on past that.
Do you know yet if the other events are going to be at McDowell as well?
They probably won't be. Okay. We are definitely looking to do some various places. The big goal so Arizona is interesting because there's a lot. I mean, like, wherever you could race, there probably is a race.
Yeah.
Like, that's yeah. like going on in Arizona at some
and
point.
And almost every
year.
Other weekend, you know, there's yeah, like, especially at some yeah, point. In the fall.
So, we definitely are trying to figure out, well, like maybe there's a patch of like private property we could get on that would be really unique. And we could do something just like, again, to like drive home that vision of let's create events that you couldn't really do on your own. So
where was the terrain? It was out at some like ranch.
It was at what's the casino down there? Wild Horse Pass? I think it was down
yeah.
by that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. And that was a big staged area too. That was, I mean, they had lots of trails out there and stuff.
Yeah, tons of space in Arizona.
All yeah. right, so you heard it here on the podcast. The next event for Black
that we just made up, right?
That we just made yeah. up.
Pitch Black.
The Pitch Black event that's going to be all of the events come by the 24-hour event.
No, that sounds fun. I like how different it is.
Yeah.
What are some of the things, and it might be too early, but what are some of the things people can expect at the aid stations?
Pretty traditional. We want to make sure that everyone's getting fuel that they're used to. We are currently with Endure Elite. So they'll be supplying a lot of electrolytes, even Perform Elite, their endurance pre-workout will be available before the race if you come early. They'll also be giving you a lot of free stuff as well. So we're excited with them. We also just recently secured with, they're the Tall Can, man.
Killcliff?
No, Tall Can Water Guys, Sparkling Water Guys. Why am I?
Death Water?
Yeah, Liquid Death.
Liquid Death.
Yeah, there you go, Death
yeah.
Water.
Yeah, same hopefully thing. They don't hear this podcast. I already forgot working with them. But Liquid Death.
Legit water, yeah.
Love Liquid Death. They're going to be, they're supplying all of our water and our sparkling waters. Their stuff's awesome.
It
so
is.
Like at each aid well. Station?
Yeah, we'll have stuff at aid stations. The big aid station, which is the one that's going to be at the start line every single time you come back, that'll have a lot of stuff, a lot of food available, all of your traditional supplements, all of your electrolytes, everything you can need. So we definitely are dedicated to making that aspect of it also as great as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will allow people to be able to set up and bring their own stuff as well.
Oh, so you can like set up your own drop bag of
yep.
fuel
if
and
you
want to
bring your own fuel. Some people, you know, they really like The crazy stuff that they like to eat, the bacon at like halfway, so they can bring that
pizza,
as well.
Chris?
I'm checking my schedule, see.
I know, I'm already like, I could probably do it. So for those who are like, okay, just tell us when it is. October 15th.
Of
2022, so that's coming up this fall, October 15th. It's out of McDowell.
That's right.
And it's doubleblackevents.com.
That's right. Yep.
So super easy. So doubleblackevents.com. It's the Onyx race here in Arizona. I think it starts at 8 or earlier, and then the 2 hours starts at
7.
So it starts at 7 and then
7 to 11
or 8 to 10, right?
7 to 11 and 8 to 10. Yep. Got so it. That Onyx half will be sandwiched there in the middle, which will be fun because we want anyone who's running the Onyx half to stick around and see the end of the Onyx.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So. All right. And then roughly how much is it for the 4 hour and the 2 hour?
So the 4 hour is $140.
Okay.
And the 2 hour is $95.
Awesome.
What's the prize money?
Prize money is $500 for first place.
Wow.
$350 for second. I hope I got this right. $250 for third, $200 for fourth, $150 for fifth. And that's for men and women.
That is awesome. Solid.
So that's definitely my little piece on this company is I always am frustrated when I finish fourth in a race and there was prize money and I was like, man, I was so close. So I was like, let's expand that to like top five.
Doing a top five. Yeah. I mean, and sometimes it's just
it's hard enough to get
top male, top female, you know,
you should definitely be rewarded for that effort.
Not only that, but it's hard to get, this is probably going to piss some people off. It's hard to get the best talent possible out if you're not providing prize money.
That is also true. It does attract that extra, you know,
Chris
top 1%.
Because, No, I mean, I agree. Like, yeah, like if you want like a super competitive field, you got to offer a cash prize typically. Yeah. Now, the downside of that is a lot of the amateurs that are like, that sounds like really fun and I really want to compete are like, well,
yeah.
Now we got people from Flagstaff coming down and we're going to run this race. So I'm already in super low. Maybe I can get an age group, but like, you know.
It's a clean slate. I mean, this should be interesting. Like it's never been done before. Let's see what kind of athlete really is the best at this type of thing. You know, it might surprise us, I think, who will come and do well.
I think I might do it.
I mean, I'll go do it.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Are you going to accidentally not release this podcast so then that way the competitive field's a little lower?
Listen,
I don't know what happened.
Listen, I want to help Zach out, but like, yeah, you should just let me.
Yeah,
take
if you're listening
money.
To this, it sounds like it's a horrible event. You probably shouldn't go. I mean, Chris and I will go run it, and we'll let you know, like if you want to do others. Yeah. But I would not be placing top five anyway.
Never know, man.
Never
got
know.
That Spartan background.
Yeah, but like a background, like. I've lost all of that training. If I try to go like flip a tire right now, I'd be like, nope.
Just sandbag. Let's go do some repeats over on.
Yeah, dude.
If it was a bucket carry though, I mean, come on.
Yeah. totally different.
Super easy. And then, do you have a promo code for us?
We do have a promo code for you guys.
Awesome.
So if you do sandbag today, so all one word, sandbag today, that's going to give you 20% off the race.
Awesome. So sandbag, S-A-N-D-B-A-G, today, T-O-D-A-Y, mm-hmm. all one word, 25%
off. 20%
off. 20%
off? Yeah, 20% off.
Sorry. And that is that for just the 4 hour or is it for either?
That's right. It's for either.
Awesome.
I thought he was saying if you go do a sandbag today, like right now.
Well, that's the hope is that you read that promo code and you're like, I should
well,
go
if
carry
you're
going to
do this event,
today.
It's probably recommended that you at least practice
start now.
Running with a sandbag because who knows, maybe.
Or a flag. Practice
wearing the flag. Yeah. I mean, that's true. Like if you're super fast and you're not super strong, you could still probably place if you're just like barreling through those miles and grabbing flags and going, you
that's
know
right.
I mean?
That's exactly right. I think, you know, yeah, we don't want anyone. Some people are scared about the idea of running a lot of miles or running for 4 hours. Some people are scared about carrying a sandbag. Just know that this race is fully customizable to how you want to challenge mm-hmm. yourself. So come out and just do it how you want
to
do it.
I wonder if it's possible to do one of each in 4 hours.
Like one of each?
It is. Well,
so there's four routes or
our
five?
Estimates, five. It, there's five.
So there's five routes. And then go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say it is possible. But you got to be probably not carrying a sandbag
at
so,
all. Probably.
Yeah.
Because it would be.
So I was trying to figure out the math.
12 miles. Because there's 12 miles and then 1 mile. So that's
about
13.
Little over, it's about 30 miles.
So 30 miles if you ran all of them hours? In 4 hours.
Ooh, that's a
you're
fast.
You're flying.
No, definitely not.
I bet Eve could do it. She probably wouldn't want to carry a sandbag, though.
No.
Since she weighs 50 pounds.
Yeah. And we got there.
Could we practice by carrying like Eve? Body carrying Eve or having her piggyback on?
Oh, that's good.
We'll do that. We'll practice by just carrying Eve everywhere.
What if we race it and instead of a sandbag?
Yeah, do we get like triple points if we have an entire person on our back?
Maybe that'll be, yeah, maybe down the road.
During pitch black, you have
just,
to...
It'll just be like a pairs competition. You have to carry the other person back.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That'd be awesome. So it's just a bunch of big dudes like paired up with like a super little tiny female and they're just carrying her back.
Wow. Oh, I'm excited. That sounds fun. And actually, it works out good because my October is pretty open. So let's do this.
Awesome. That yeah. So for anyone who is interested in running, they just go visit doubleblackevents.com. Click on the Onyx event there in Arizona on October 15th of this year, 2022. And they can enter sandbag today, all one word, to get 20% off their entry. Yep. And then when does that expire?
We will leave that one open for this podcast.
Awesome. So that's, you hear that, guys?
That's
so
only being
that.
Used yeah. on this podcast. and we'll just keep it open.
So make sure you go, you use that, grab your friends, tell them all about this awesome event that is coming up. Use that code to sign up. And Chris and I will definitely see you out there because I know Chris is already ready to go and I know I will probably be there as well. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you there as well, Zach. Thanks so much for sharing all about the event. Can't wait to be there and see how it goes and see some more events as the year goes on.
Yep. Yeah, sure. Thanks, you guys.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to another episode of We Run the Desert Podcast.